Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. We're going to get to a little rats off a ship coming up in about 20 minutes. Get through our topics. Very confusing what's going on here. Why is what is Max Holloway doing? Oh, he's selling shaving. Manscaped. All right. Well, good for him. The official shaver of the UFC.
Are we watching different channels? What's going on here?
I'm watching ESPN on the bottom.
Huh.
That's what I got going on. Just checking out what they got. They were just talking about Tua. They were talking about They were talking about Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill can't give his guy a compliment without them having to rip him. They're like, I tell you what, Chris Greer, he's regretting that pick over Justin Herbert. You know, why don't you shut up, get up? You know what? I'm changing the name of your show to Shut Up, Get Up. Bunch of Jets fans.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If I reverse the players and Justin Herbert has the same year, are we saying the same thing about probably should have went with Tua?
When you say reverse players, are you saying what? They just swap situations?
Swap situations.
I don't know.
Because it's amazing to me how we take a guy, for example, Matthew Stafford. He was in Detroit. So no matter what happened, he was never going to get credit for being a good quarterback. Right? Even though everybody in the league said he was a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Goes and wins a championship. It's working the opposite for Justin Herbert because right now, Justin Herbert can do no wrong. Even though his team has had no success.
Well, I just think with both of them, like they even put that with Tua's stats is that he was, I think, whatever his record is now, I think 13-8 as a starter. And right. They put not made the playoffs. I'm like, it's been 2 years and barely, and not even a full 2 years yet.
Right.
So I just found that I would say the same thing with Herbert. Like, yeah, Herbert, all right, Herbert's been awesome, but he's, I guess, Burrow's the one who's ruined it for everybody. Burrow is out there, and he's got his team in the Super Bowl year two or three. Where are we at already? Year two, right?
Two, but he missed the first. This one is his with third ACL or something like that.
Well, yeah, he got that torn at the end of the year.
Yeah, so this is his third.
This is his third year coming in, Joe. Burro. Hit the ID here, Marcos.
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game. WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, an Odyssey station.
And the headlines here brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I just think it's funny. What do we got today, Greeny? Oh, well, Tyreek Hill said some nice things about Tua. Let's call him a bum. Coming up next on Jet Up. Meanwhile, today I've seen this week a Justin Herbert got swole story.
Yeah.
Mac Jones isn't fat story. Zach Wilson getting a man muscle story. No Tua stories about getting yoked.
Nope.
Where's that story? No story for Tua? Well, Tua can't hit LA Fitness?
No, but you know what I did hear about Tua?
Tua actually has the prettiest balls.
Wow, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you cut that off at a very interesting spot. I mean, he throws really well.
Tua actually has the prettiest balls.
He does. He does.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Pretty good.
Accurate. I tell you what, though, man, that McCochin's a vibe. I really enjoyed seeing him yesterday in his element. I got to say, though, I saw one thing that troubled me. One thing. It could be something, could be nothing.
I can tell by the smirk on your face.
Could be something, could be nothing. But, Jafin, can you bring up the McCochin video here? Because I'll tell you the moment. He was patrolling the field, right? And he's doing his McCochin thing. And, you know, he's just enjoying his McCochin life. But he's walking from one side of the field to the other, going from defense to offense. And, you know, just kind of talking to people, chatting it up. And you'll notice here, he passes by someone in a hat. But that someone is Dan Marino.
In the bucket?
Didn't dap him up.
He wasn't even looking at him.
Could be something. Could be nothing.
He wasn't even looking.
Kind of feel like you got to dap up Marino there.
He wasn't even looking. He might not even notice Marino was there.
You got to notice if Marino's there. Like if Marino's sitting there and he's sitting there in his Marino hat. Could be something. Could be nothing. You know?
Idiot. You're making something out of nothing.
Maybe I am. I don't disagree. That's why the game is could be something, could be nothing.
Maybe it's good he didn't acknowledge him. Like, oh, this is everyday business. You know, this is
another business day. As usual. Yeah.
Maybe
just
he chatted him up earlier.
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
Maybe he did. But you don't give him a little attaboy? Little Dan pat on the back?
Go to their followers. I got to see if they're following each other.
Interesting.
Boots on the gram.
Could be something, could be nothing. I don't know.
Or it could be you're an idiot. Could be.
I was specifically
making something out of nothing.
Because when I saw Dan's got a presence, you know, when he walks out there and he's got his hat on, and I'm like, oh, Dan the man's here. All right. And he puts his hand behind his back, he's observing. And I knew I was waiting specifically for
he never even looked McCochin in that direction. And Dan.
He was right in front of him. I mean, come on. We see, here's what the thing is. McCochin, he's chatting it up with everybody. Look at him. He's chatting it up, talking to him, talking to you, talking to me. And then all of a sudden, Dan the man's there.
Whoop, never looked.
Right past him.
Wow.
Didn't notice him.
Did he not notice him or did he not want to notice him?
Oh, my goodness.
Could be something, could be nothing.
No
I don't know.
No, it could take. Be something.
You are no worse than first take.
Side note, McCochin doesn't have an Instagram.
Well, not one that we know of.
Oh, true.
Not one that we know of.
Wow.
Because we know with Marina.
Now you're accusing the coach of having a burner account.
Of course they do. Every coach has a burner account. And if they don't, their assistants do. So if Spo doesn't, Chris Quinn does.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's at Quinn for the win.
Is it? I'm going to look that up.
Or as Sphinx Cat.
So he says, Tobin is first take junior. Tobin's really stretching today.
You are.
I got a tweet says he probably dapped him up earlier.
Dates. Like all reasonable, the only one unreasonable is you.
No, well, that's not true. I'm not being unreasonable. That's why I said could be something, could be nothing. I didn't say it's something.
Well, no. You can't throw your hot take over there.
It's not a hot take.
And then kind of put a little blanket around it so you can, you know, be good no matter which way it goes.
I was just like, frosty. Oof. Walk right past him.
Oof.
Only you would take he doesn't like Dan Marino from that.
Maybe they have another thing. I don't know. Maybe there's a little tiff.
Really?
A little rifty rift. Could be something, could be nothing.
Or it could be just you.
You know, Dan is very honest. They've said he's a curmudgeon sometimes. You know, maybe rubbed in the wrong. Maybe he didn't like his hipster ways.
Yeah, true.
They haven't played a game yet. There's nothing to not like.
Yeah, what if he doesn't like his vibe? Yeah. What is the guy? What are you? You're a funny guy? Is that what you are? Funny guy?
Or the shades. Maybe he doesn't like the shades.
Maybe he doesn't like the shades are cool, though.
Again,
let's be real about it. Those
what kind
cool.
of personality he has will all be a lot better if they win.
Mm.
That's just how that works.
Mm.
Okay, they ran Bill Belichick out of town because he was Bill Belichick.
That's true.
And now everybody loves it.
Yep.
You know what did that for it? 6 Super Bowls.
You're right, but that's why I said on the front of it, Could be something, could be nothing.
No. If you say...
I'm not saying it's something, because it could be nothing. You're right. I don't disagree with
if
all the
you
points
bring
you're
it
making.
Up, you're insinuating.
Nope. Nope.
I mean, it could be. Or it could be.
Waddle Baby Waddle says, Dan even turns his head and looks at McCoachin.
Wow.
He was probably waiting for the dap, and McCoachin was...
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you like that. Maybe you like a tunnel vision McCoachin. He's too busy to talk to Dan the man.
Yeah.
Well, is he a clown or is he too busy coaching? Make up your damn mind.
I don't know. That's why it could be something. I mean,
dude,
maybe even weekly, it could be something, could be nothing.
New
so
game?
He basically want us to fight once a week.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to see what's going on because it could be something, dude. You never know.
Dr. Toboggan says, no twinkle between those two.
Mm-mm.
Mm. It's dull. You know, maybe they're, you know, maybe like Tua's the friend between both of them. Like he likes them both and they can only get along when Tua's around. And Tua wasn't there yesterday. Tua was sick.
Oh, my goodness.
Daddy loves you guys.
I loved how McCoachin, by the way, announced that Tua was out. He's like, you guys like surprises? Everybody's like, what?
Awesome.
It was such a McCoachin way to do things. JV, can you bring up McCoachin here?
That was fun. All right. I'll talk to some people about some AC.
Hey there, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Do you guys like surprises?
Yes.
No.
No.
First of all, it's not my birthday. Second of all, Tua came in very under the weather, and so you're unfortunately not going to see him today. I guess I forgot that, but the medical staff's in the sack, which is why they're the medical staff, and I'm not. So,
thank you.
COVID.
COVID.
The non-COVID related illness. As it would be described.
Thank you.
There
you
go.
Not his birthday.
You know somebody had to ask that question. Is it COVID?
Gotta know if it's got. Yeah, you gotta know.
Okay, but here's the deal.
Gotta know.
Here's the deal, you knuckleheads. It's May.
What was?
It's May.
What if McCoachin sent to a home and he goes, listen, could be something, could be nothing.
Dude,
I love how he did that, though, on the way out.
He goes, by the way, no, it's not my birthday. When is McCoachin's birthday? Let's check it out. Mike, just so we know for future reference. Yeah. March 6th. Oh, yeah, it was like his birthday, like, I think, was it at the press conference or something like that?
Yeah, it was like right after he signed or something.
39
like
years old.
It was about 2 months ago.
There you go.
Jeez.
Solid.
Could be something, could be nothing.
Obvious.
Could be.
Once you put the date out there, we know exactly how far away it was.
Game Boy 305.
It's true.
Game Boy 305 says, I bet
me. Wasn't that like a couple of months ago? No. Like, once you get the date, you know exactly how long ago it was. What are you doing? Hey, Adele.
What?
Stop.
I'm not mailing in, dude.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing. I'm trying to see. I'm like. I'm wondering if that's something. Could be nothing.
You're gonna keep doing this.
It was a little. You would say it's a little bit frosty. A little frosty.
Making up stuff.
You know.
You know what? Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
The circumstances in which these guys go to work every day is already tough. Right?
Yep.
It's hard winning in the National Football League, being a new coach with a quarterback that everybody thinks can't play.
Right.
Right? It's hard enough. Why are you making it more difficult?
I'm not making it more difficult. That's why I said it could be something,
because
it could be nothing.
Didn't stop and acknowledge Dan Marino, you made that a thing.
I didn't make it a thing. That's why I threw it out to you guys. Could be something, could be nothing. And I wanted to know whether or not you thought it was something. You guys say it's nothing.
Why do you have to say it and laugh every time?
Because it makes me feel better that you guys think it's nothing. I feel better now.
When something is nothing, you don't talk about it.
Yeah, well, I was like, well, it was noticeable to me. I was like, wow.
Of course it was.
They didn't say hello.
Could have been something.
Because you know what? On its face, you know, McDaniel.
No, hold on. No, that's where I draw
the line. He was dapping up everybody. I mean, he was giving you know, knuckles to everybody out there. So I was like, yeah, nothing to Dan
Maybe
Marino.
He gave knuckles earlier.
Maybe.
Maybe they ate lunch together.
Maybe. You're right. I can't rule it out.
Because the one time, you sound like the kid who the guy signs a million autographs and he gets to you and say, I got to go. And then you hold a grudge because he didn't sign your autograph.
Could you ever see Eric Spoelstra just blowing past Alonzo Mourning?
Yep.
Not me.
Because he sits at the table. He might not be talking about Alonzo.
Especially not in year one.
By the way, how all business is Alonzo Mourning every time they cut to the camera and then they go to him?
Oh, my God.
He's never smiled.
He is so serious. And look, can I just tell you, every time they show a picture of the curmudgeon, right? Like the business suit, there for business guy, right? I think of him saying, y'all don't know this, but I have a great sense of humor.
Great sense of humor.
And I'm like, I see you on a nightly basis. And yes, you're right. I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. Great stories, though. You're wearing a suit in the middle of a cruise?
Wait, but here's the other thing. He very seldomly smiles. When was the last picture you saw Alonzo Mourning smiling?
That's a good question. I also like that they stick Alonzo Mourning and Pat Riley next to O'Keefe from Boston right there. Guy with like the chowder stain on his Larry Bird jersey. Like, they can't get a box. Anyway, time to play our favorite Wednesday game. Heads up, a ship. It's next.
Rats off a ship.
Tour actually has the prettiest balls.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Oh, time to get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
We got game five tonight, Eastern Conference Finals, Heat and Celtics, 7:15. Your pregame coverage starts here on 790. The Ticket, Jonathan Zaslow, Tommy Tighe will take you up until tip-off. By the way, they were just playing on ESPN. I'm not kidding here, Leroy, and Marcos can attest. They must have our studio bugged up. They were literally playing a game called Something or Nothing.
I'm telling you. Could be something.
Because it was like, Something or Nothing? Aaron Rodgers not at OTAs? It's a good game.
Could be something.
That's not quite could be something, could be nothing. Yeah. But Something or Nothing is close.
Yeah.
When is voluntary workouts ever something?
That could be something, could be nothing. In your eyes, I guess it's nothing. J-Fig, what do you got today? And good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How is Scooby?
I'm very jealous right now. He is sleeping.
Ah. Well, what do you got today for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, I've got something.
Oh, wow.
Or possibly nothing.
Oh, wow. Bravo, J-Fig.
That's a point, actually.
That's a point.
Point for J-Fig.
All right, number one. Game five being a must-win tonight for the Heat.
I'm not rats off a ship on this. I think that tonight is a must-win for the Miami Heat. I think that asking to go win an elimination game in Boston is a tough ask. And I'm also have the feeling if they don't win tonight, it has a lot to do with health and them not being fully capable. So I'm not rats off a ship. I think tonight is a must win. Leroy, are you rats off a ship on that?
I'm not rats off a ship. You got to win this game. So you have two to win one. Right.
Yep.
I don't care how good you are. You don't ever want to be put in a situation in sports where you have to win. And then all of a sudden the other team gets hot.
Right.
And goes 10 from 11 from three. And it didn't matter what you did. It was just one of those nights. You can't put yourself in that situation.
Yeah. I got a Twitcher saying it's a don't lose. It's not a don't lose, but it is a must win. Not the same thing. Not the same thing. I got a Twitch. All right. Minus one.
Boy, you are
minus one.
You are definitely Mr. Miyagi in those statements.
No, dude. You, first of all, if anybody's a semantic samurai, it's you. But there's a difference between a don't lose game and a must win game. Everybody knows that.
All right. I got you.
Jay Figa, what about you?
Is tonight
what about you, Jay Figa?
I'm not a must win. It is a must win, but not a don't lose.
That's a solid Yoda, dude.
Whatever you say, Last Skywalker.
I'm not rats off a ship either. We got to win this one.
All right. Marcos?
Must win, not rats off a ship.
Okay. Number two, J-Fig.
Miami Dolphins, orange jersey practice player of the day being a great idea.
Not rats off a ship. Love the idea. McCochin is a genius, and we are now seeing this. He has now made OTAs meaningful. Even Tyreek Hill was saying yesterday, he goes, I want to win Orange Jersey of the Day. Haven't worked hard yet enough for Orange Jersey of the Day. So I'm not rats off a ship. I love the idea. What about you, Leroy?
Rats off a ship.
Why are you rats off a ship?
Because it's OTAs.
Whatever.
It's like putting lipstick on a pig. Still OTAs.
Last
I'm not saying you don't need OTAs, but I'm saying call them what they are, OTAs.
I mean, that he is calling them OTAs. He just happens to have an award for OTAs, which I like.
Yep. Let me ask you something.
Yep.
If you win four or five orange jerseys
yep.
during OTAs, is it going to get you a max contract?
That's a good question. So you're saying like Christian...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
You don't think that...
It's what you do in the games.
You're saying that if Christian Wilkins were to consistently win practice player of the day, it wouldn't lead to him getting his extension?
Nope. It'll be his play on the field.
Agree to disagree. Maybe. Maybe he does get the extension before the year starts. Maybe McCoachy comes back and says, you know what that guy did? He won the day. Let's give him his extension. Jay Fig, what about you?
Okay. I'm not rats off a ship here.
You love it.
Whatever keeps on going,
All right. All right.
Whatever keeps him dancing.
Sounds like a lukewarm rat.
I am.
Oh, she's been on a number of occasions looking into the water, asking the other rats, is it cold? Hey, is it cold?
I'll just stay here.
No, I got a wetsuit. I have a wetsuit now.
Marcos, you think
a
the
rat
practice?
With a wetsuit.
Where are your rats on the practice
You're
player
not
of the day?
Defense.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Not rats off a ship.
Great. Number three, J Fig.
This one kind of hurts. The Florida Panthers season being a failure.
I'm rats off a ship on calling it a failure.
Rats
because
off a ship.
Winning the President's Trophy is impressive. Doing something that hasn't been done in 20-plus years is impressive. So I think failure is too strong. I'm rats off a ship on calling it a failure. Very big disappointment. I wouldn't be rats off a ship if that was the description. But failure, I'm rats off a ship on calling it a failure. What about you, Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship and calling it a failure. So it's not a failure.
So then you are rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
But here's the deal. Like, you're disappointed in how the season ended, but you can't be disappointed about the season. When you've done something you haven't done in 26 years and your franchise has done something you never have done.
Getting swept is brutal.
And being that prolific scoring. However, I can understand how the season ending with you scoring 3 goals in 4 games leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
So I don't think the season was a failure. Let's just say they had a moment that was a failure. And look, in all things being equal, if Tampa Bay wins the Stanley Cup again this year, then you basically just happen to be in the same division with a team that's a dynasty.
Yep, that's true.
So, like, let's not just, you know, just because the Panthers did what they did, take away from what is going on with Tampa Bay. Because what they've done the last 2 years or the last 3 years is very worthy of maybe thinking of them as a dynasty.
Jay Fig, what about you?
I'm definitely rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Failure. They did have a really good season. It's just disappointing seeing the way it actually ended.
Right.
So,
Marcos?
I agree. Disappointing end to the season, but any season that involves Kodak Black in hockey cannot be a failure.
That's a fair point. That is a fair point. Has anybody gotten his reaction to this, or was he...
Oh, he's sad, dude. Yeah. I didn't want to talk about it.
He really enjoyed being part of the Panthers. He really did.
He had cat fever.
Number 4, J Fig.
All right, Leroy. I think you need to stand up for this one.
Oh.
Big Yurts getting some run tonight.
Ooh-wee. Okay. So, first of all, we have a poll out. Leroy took all of the third hour to make his plea that Big Yurt should get some run tonight for the Heat. We have a poll. You can vote at Brendan_Tobin. I'll retweet it again right now. Do you agree with Leroy? Should Big Yurt get some run tonight? It is a dead heat right now. 50-50. Yes, no on Big Yurt getting some run tonight. However, for this guy right here, I'm rats off a ship. I feel like it's going to be a disaster if you give Big Yurt run tonight. I feel like if Big Yurt goes out there, it's going to be him getting crushed and embarrassed. And I don't want that to happen to Big Yurt. It's too much to ask for a young guy on too critical a stage to just throw him out there willy-nilly. So I'm rats off a ship on this. Leroy?
Mr. Negative.
You're not throwing him out there willy-nilly. He has played this year.
Willy-nilly.
No, he's not. Okay. Listen, you got any other 7-foot options?
Not good ones.
Okay. So, if you've seen what he's done earlier in the year, is it asking too much to maybe do a little coaching him up and say, hey, this is what we want you to do?
Coach him up?
No. I don't mean coach him up with how to do it. I mean coach him up and tell him, here's what we need out of you. Defend the paint. Get the rebounds. And if you take those 39 to 20 in rebound advantage and you make it 39-30 or 39-33, then he has made a big impact.
So you're not rats off a ship?
No, I'm not rats off a ship.
J-Fig?
Why not? You got 2 7-footers on your team. One of them's a Hack-a-Shack, and the other and is skinny. Go ahead on and put Big Yurt in there. Tell him use his body. We got 6 of them. We got 6 fouls. If it don't work out, you still got Devin.
J-Fig?
Not rats off a ship.
All right, J-Fig wants to see some Big Yurt tonight. I think mostly for the glamour shots, yes?
God, he's handsome.
No, I'm not you.
That's what I would love out of it. Him leaving.
So you're not rats?
No, I am rats off a ship, but it's not worth it to me. It's going to be a disaster. But that is one good thing that would come out of it. Marcos?
Nah, man. I want to see Big Yurt tonight, but I understand why you don't.
You ain't handsome. You ugly.
I'm not even in his stratosphere of looks.
Yeah, but nah, man. I'm not rats off a ship. I definitely want to see Big Yurt. It's a minute. You can pull him if he's doing bad.
And finally, J-Fig, number 5.
Canelo fighting Triple G in September instead of Dimitri Bivol. Rematch.
I'm rats off a ship on this. I feel like you should go straight to the rematch. Yeah. First of all, I'm not really into him fighting Triple G again. It's been so long since they fought.
True. Has Triple G fought since then?
He's fought twice, I think. Super old. Not looking that great. Just not interested in Triple G versus Canelo. I want to see Canelo avenge his recent loss, so I'm rats off a ship on it. I mean, I still watch, but rats off a ship on this being the choice.
Here's what doing it this way does. It allows Bivol to go out and get some money as a champ. It allows Canelo to have another big fight. And then you link up in a year and have another big fight. They both have a chance to have 2 big fights in a row.
Yeah, but there's no way Bivol wouldn't want the next fight to be against Canelo. That's a way bigger fight than whoever he would fight, you know, Arthur Beterbiev, you know, for the other belt.
Yeah, all right.
You know? I'm just not that into Canelo versus Triple G again. We did it. Been there, done that. Yeah, we've been there, done that.
What if he loses that one? Like, we understand what
if he loses to Triple G?
Yeah.
He might. I mean, Triple G, first of all, everybody thought he definitely lost the first fight to Triple G.
Yeah,
that was
sure.
A garbage result.
Correct.
And then the second fight was close. Yep. Second fight was super close. So he probably could lose to Triple G. The only thing that you worry with Triple G is he's old now. Triple G is like 41 years old.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, J-Fig?
Never too old to get a check.
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Plain and simple. Marcos?
I want to see it. Again, just like you, I'd probably prefer to see the Bivol, but I wasn't really too big of a fan for Triple G versus Canelo the first couple times, so I'm here for it. I'm not rats off a ship.
That is rats off a ship. We take a break. Jimmy Butler, can he use snubbery to summon health? That's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Game five tonight, Heat and Celtics. Jimmy Butler, not on the injury report tonight. He said his knee, not a concern, not an excuse, Leroy. Hopefully that's true. Mostly the concern part. Tyler Hero, it's being reported by Ramona Shelburne that he is dealing with an injury that would typically take 2 to 4 weeks. He's trying to push through it. Apparently there's a little bit of a back and forth going on behind the scenes with the Heat and Tyler Hero. He's listed as questionable tonight. I don't put much stock into that because they did that with Kyle Lowry for like three games where they said he was questionable, even though his hamstring was made out of jelly. So I don't really put a lot of stock into that. Kyle Lowry, I mean, it looked like he gave us like 15 good minutes on that hamstring. Hopefully he can give us that gear tonight. But I wonder one thing, Leroy, and that is, will Jimmy Butler be fueled and healed by snubbery tonight? Because yesterday they came out with the all-NBA teams. And Jimmy Butler, you know, the best player on the one seed Miami Heat. He was not on first team. He was not on second team. And he was not on third team. Once again, this Miami Heat team continues to be disrespected and misrepresented all over these NBA awards. And I'm pissed. I don't like it. I don't like it. How does Pascal Siakam?
Oh, that was the one.
Get on third team over Jimmy Butler with his fifth seed Raptors. How does DeMar DeRozan, putting up buckets, credit to him, but that team was exposed as a fraud, and there is not a person on this planet.
Didn't he average almost 30?
I don't care, dude. You want to know something? Empty stats. You want popcorn or you want a meal? Okay? Because me, I want a meal. What? And Jimmy Butler's a meal, and DeMar DeRozan's nothing but a snack.
Hold on. Don't try to power through.
You say he was a snack?
He's a snack, dude.
I don't know. I think that's a
good thing. Say that again.
You want popcorn or you want a meal?
I've never in my life had those two options.
Well, dude, I'm giving you those two options. And right now, I'm telling you DeMar DeRozan's nothing but empty calories.
Am I watching a movie?
What?
If I'm watching a movie, I want popcorn.
You're not watching a movie. No, we're not watching a movie. We're watching real life. We're watching the NBA. That's what we're watching.
What if you're at Cine Bistro? Probably want a meal.
Dude, here's the point. Gotcha. Nobody would choose popcorn over steak or a meal if you had the option.
Steak. You can't enjoy a steak at watching a movie.
Well, what about a steak sandwich? What about a burger?
I'll make it work.
What about wings? Ooh. You ever go to one of these fancy theaters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The IPix.
And by the way, why is LeBron getting on All-NBA? Dude, you know,
yeah, what the hell is that?
What is this? His team sucked.
He almost led the league in scoring.
Get out of here. Yeah. Led the league in scoring. Oh, good for you, dude. You know, this is one of those gimmicky LeBron stat years where he's like, oh, I'm going to play every game this year. Nah, this year I'm going to lead the league in scoring. I know my team's awful, so let me do a thing that gets me headlines. That dude mailed it in this year.
It's true.
He mailed it in, averaging 30?
Mailed it in, dude. That guy does not deserve to be on All-NBA above Jimmy Butler, LeBron James. Simply there because of legacy. That's it. Legacy vote.
Legacy vote.
Legacy vote.
He averaged 30.
Legacy vote. What's he averaging in the playoffs?
Oof. Three tweets.
Yeah,
he went from averaging 30 points to three tweets.
Dude's gone from purr to tur. Tweets efficiency rating. Hell out of here. By the way, Heat the first.
Why you got so much anger over certain players?
Heat are the first one seed since that 14-15 Hawks team to not have any All-NBA representation. What a slap in the face to Jimmy Butler. Slap in the face.
That 14-15 Hawks team didn't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I think they did, actually. Didn't they get swept?
Did they?
Yeah, LeBron swept them.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
You know, before he mailed it in. Here's snubbery. Coach of the Year, Eric Spoelstra, snubbery. Bam Adebayo, second team instead of first team all defense, snubbery. Okay. Jimmy Butler, not on All-NBA, snubbery.
It's true.
Three snubs in the tub. Rub-a-dub-dub.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, be better tomorrow.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about?
This is terrible. What are you doing?
I'm just annoyed by it. I hope Jimmy Butler sees this, and I hope this fuels his knee with rage.
Did you just hit us with a three scrubs in a tub?
No.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Rub-a-dub-dub, three snubs in a tub.
Three snubs. Okay. And you asked me, why did I mail it in?
I didn't mail it in. We did a lot of great stuff today. We did this. Okay. We did Rats Off a Ship. Could be something, could be nothing.
Oh, that was good.
We talked about practice jerseys. Mm. We talked about Tua's pretty balls.
Well, hold on.
We talked about Big Yurt. That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
I give you credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a fun show today.
Oh, you know what he does? This guy don't give me credit for nothing. But when it makes his point, he'll give me credit. Just so he can say, see, samesies.
I thought we had a fun show today.
God.
What was the problem?
Nothing.
El Borja said, I thought Tobin wasn't petty anymore. I'm not petty. I'm not petty.
Oh, my goodness.
LeBron.
Oh, my dude.
Dude, if he was Trey Young, Young and he was on a no playoff team, we would make fun of him. Devin Booker was getting made fun of that. 30 points on a non-playoff team. His team sucked and he barely played this year. How is he getting all NBA? Explain it to me. He's LeBron. That's why. Ridiculous. Are we doing Lifetime Achievement Award? Or are we doing Season Award?
He averaged 30.
But, dude, he missed a ton of games, and his team didn't even come close to the playoffs.
It's true.
Did he miss a ton of games?
Did he
miss more games than Jimmy Butler?
He did, actually. Jimmy Butler played one more game than him. But Jimmy Butler's on the one seed.
One more game.
Jimmy Butler's on the one seed, dude. One seed. It's not the same.
It's pretty. Here's what's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing that you don't give these guys credit because you say they didn't play enough games, but you don't acknowledge the job that Spo did with all those players missing games. You can't have it both ways, right? So either Spo did a hell of a job coaching with all those guys being out, or those guys get credit even though they missed some time.
I'm annoyed. Anyway, game 5 tonight. We're looking forward to it. We'll have reaction to it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the prettiest balls.
Dip that thing in some meat. You know, I'm not a stat guy. I'm going to pull up these stats because that's what I do.
Hope you mother have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.